What's up, guys? This is Carter Thomas with Coin Mastery TV. Make sure you go and join us on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, go to coinmastery.com/YouTube, hit that subscribe button, and hit that little bell next to it so that you get notified as soon as these breaking daily videos are released. Thank you guys so much for joining me. If you're new to the channel, we are doing daily updates on the crypto market, and we look at the crypto market through the lens of fundamental research, of macro research, and with the entire focus on helping you guys make better decisions, which allow you, or hopefully get you, to capitalize on what I consider to be the greatest financial revolution and opportunity of our lifetimes. So I'm back in San Francisco. Good to be back. Got the light. Everything is good. I think it's probably a little bit more echoey, but I'm going to figure out a solution to this. That's on my list. But we are back up and running, and we got a lot of cool stuff going on, a lot of interesting stuff. Had a little bit of a dip this morning over here Bitcoin. Wow, my head is really not there. And one thing I'm going to start doing, which has been a recommendation, a couple of people have recommended this to me and seems to be what the pros do, is I'm going to start looking at these scales in log. And what that means, I'm just going to move this picture in trading view down here on the lower right. If you're listening, there's a button for auto, which if you don't do auto, the chart just does whatever you want. If you do click auto, it auto scales to whatever you zoom out. Log changes this x-axis, or I guess y-axis, so that the percentages are evenly, or they're proportionally flattened out, which gives you, it can give you a better relative growth curve, because it shows when you see a big spike, it shows that it's proportionally more important than previous growth parts of the curve. It took me a little while to wrap my head around this, but for all intents and purposes, it is more helpful for you to identify longer term trends and even shorter term trends to a certain extent, but it can show you when real growth is happening and help you pinpoint that. So I'm gonna try to start doing it in log format. Realistically, you guys probably won't notice much of a difference. It's just going to make everything you see more, I think it'll be better data, in at least in the charts we look at. So just a little technicality. We are seeing a bit of a sell-off, and we're going to talk about why I think we're seeing a bit of a sell-off. There's always a lot of unknowns, but I'm going to walk through a few different things. And we're also going to talk a little bit about mining with your computer, which is something I've been thinking about. And I think it's important to have this discussion, because I think that is going to be an interesting development for you to notice as you start investing in coins in the next 6 months. I think this is going to be a very important trend, or I should say, like, almost a sales offer, right? Like, that's really what's going to help a lot of these small coins win, is what's their selling proposition to get investors to put money in. So I want to talk about that. And then I got just kind of a general macro discussion about something I tweeted about investments versus investing as a way to generate money and revenue as you guys continue your journey to financial domination, freedom, and all that good stuff. So Bitcoin today, as we see it, I mean, we're on the 1 hour chart, just looking at Coinbase. We saw a little bit of a sell-off, right? So I guess right around here where we started the day, right around 30, high 38s, and now we're down to right around 3,700, give or take. And it seems like this is just a combination of FUD, but just a byproduct of the overall market sentiment. I think that the level of uncertainty here is very high. And when it comes to, are we in a bull market, are we in a bear market? The more we see these kind of, seemingly small but important sell-offs, the more it adds to the overall trend of, hey, we may be going down, we continue to break trend lines. what's going to be. And this doesn't mean it's the end of the world by any means. In fact, it can be very helpful because now we have more data that can show us particular directions. Somebody emailed me who is a very proficient technical trader, and he had a really good point where he talked about how when we crossed 4,000, when you look at market sentiment, specifically on something like Twitter or Facebook, you see a lot of people, I guess the word is hopeful. They're like, oh man, I hope this is it. I hope we're done. I just want to get back to the moment, the feeling of everyone's fired up, just making crazy money. Like, I just hope that this is over with. I want this to be done. And he, as a seasoned veteran, he's been doing this for a long time, from what I can tell, he said that that is a very good sign of an overall bear market sentiment. Is that the absolute case? I don't know, but I think that there is something to be said for that. I, as a macro person, I tend to agree, where I think that the more people are waking up and looking at their crypto accounts and thinking to themselves, oh man, I hope this is going up soon. That typically is what the market will squeeze as hard as it can. That's just how it's always worked. It's when people are the most fragile that the market pushes the hardest. That's why I think if crypto goes down a lot, which I don't know if it will, but if it did, I think that as it goes down, the major capital markets, the stock market, the bond market, I think that we would see a lot of downward pressure over there as well to add to the crypto pressure, right? So as investors, for you guys, as you own this stuff, it's really important to realize that the entire point of these markets is to get you to sell your stuff to people who have more money than you. That is the entire purpose of markets. It's what it's always been. It doesn't matter if it's crypto, if it's you're selling corn futures, it's selling gold, if you're selling Tesla stock. That is what markets do. And realize that it will always try to do that to every single person. And the people that come out alive or survive and win, especially, are the ones that have a plan. So that if this did go down, let's say it goes down to 2,500, which hopefully it doesn't, but if it does, and you have a plan or you have a way to make sure that you do not liquidate yourself, even if the Dow Jones goes down 10% and everyone's freaking out, right? You don't need to sell that in order to pay your bills or whatever. You're not in a position of defense. That is really important. And this moment, like these days, when you see things starting to materialize, this is when you start to make a plan. This is when you don't get impatient and be like, oh man, like I'm just sitting on this cash. I want to buy stuff. I want to get that action back. This is when you have to have that discipline to not do anything and just wait until the opportunity presents itself. But more importantly, be very honest about what your pain tolerance is. And typically, in my experience, and this is coming from thinking I had a higher tolerance for loss than I actually did. I was overconfident. Whatever you think you can lose, realize that typically it's about half of that. Even for the smartest people in the world, unless you're a pro. And what I do is I literally have a big stack of crypto on hardware wallets that is at home. One I actually sent back to my family members across the country, and I'm like, put this in the house and don't let me touch it for a year, no matter what. Because that is a level of security I wanna have against myself. The reason I'm bringing this up for you guys is because I think it's so easy. We all get so sucked into the daily ups and downs. Like, what's going on? What's the volume look like? What's the price look like? What's the news look like? When the real wins in this business are going to happen in those moments when things go way down or when they go way up, and you just execute on a plan that you already have. That is how you will make the most money. It is not about watching this and trying to predict it and react to it in the short term. It's about allocating funds and being honest with yourself. So that's the way I'm looking at this. Overall, I think that this is, it's kind of showing us that we're going sideways, maybe going down a little bit. And as this starts to create a more clear trend, you all need to make sure that you are prepared, right? If it does go down to 2,000, like, how are you going to capitalize on it? And more importantly, how are you not going to have to, make sure that your rent isn't coming and you're not going to be squeezed by your landlord or like your car payment or your student loan, right? You got to think through all that stuff. So that's the way I'm looking at this. And I think other people have different perspectives, but that's what I'm seeing. Bittrex, as we mentioned earlier this week, I am pretty much sitting on the sidelines, but I'm watching a couple, mostly the top coins. Zcoin, which we did a review on a couple weeks ago, has done extremely well last few days. They released a brand new product. They're coming out with some really good news. It's starting to get more attention. I'm seeing more and more people talking about this in the ecosystem, and you can see that it has a big jump. The question obviously is, should I buy some? Should I wait? And this always comes back, you want to buy the dips. So this is a little bit of a dip, right? And it just, we're buying when the market's kind of on its way down. So that's a little bit of a risk, but if you believe in the product, go for it. I'm a big fan of Zcoin. I bought most of my Zcoin as it kind of went down this way. So I'm not really worried about it right now. But if you're in a position, go do your research. And if it looks good to you that you can hold it for 6 to 12 months, start buying it up. If not, wait for a bigger dip, One that I didn't have on my list that I was watching is ARK. And the only reason I'm saying this, not I own a little bit of ARK. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because when you look at the 4 hour chart in Bittrex, you can see this is done really well, and I can hit the log, right? Same sort of deal. You can see it swinging up, and right now it's doing a pretty nice down slope. And if it follows the same pattern of what's happened before, which often they do, you can chart this to really verify, which I would recommend. But you can imagine that this is just the next big cup of a big run. So I don't know where exactly the bottom be. I mean, theoretically it would probably be here because that's the next big level of resistance. But I would keep an eye on ARK because this is a big dip. So, you remember we were talking about it. It's like, oh man, is it going to go up? Is it going to come back down? These things always have dips. Everything comes back. And the same thing is true with Monero. I'm not going to talk about that because I always talk about Monero and I don't want to sound like I'm just like constantly pumping it. But OMG, I think a lot of people watching this own OMG and you're wondering, hey, what should I do about OMG? It's the same thing, guys. Like you zoom out, you look at where it's been. It's had a really solid growth curve. You look at the log and you look at where it's been and you do your research on where you think it's going. If you guys don't see a clear technical trend, that means you just got to go into the fundamentals and really determine, hey, is OMG going to go 5x in the next year? Nobody can answer that. You got to make that determination yourself. And if you believe it is, then this is a big dip and this could be a great time to get in. Other than that, everything else is really kind of following Bitcoin at this point. There's just been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of things being moved around. You've seen a lot of pumps. Vertcoin is getting a big spike because Charlie Lee, the founder of Litecoin, publicly said that he did an atomic swap with on the Bitcoin Lightning Network blockchain. All that means is it basically he traded Bitcoin for Vertcoin, very like on the chain or in the chain ecosystem. I don't know if it's exactly off chain or on chain, but it's in that world. And that's, you got the publicity and obviously got a lot of eyeballs, a lot of volume around this, which caused the big spike. I don't know if that's a buy signal or not, but that's really why it happened. But overall, looking at the altcoin thing, I'm not I'm not buying anything right now. I'm just watching it until this thing works itself out and it's a confirmed side trend, bull trend, bear trend, whatever, so we can see the money flowing back into here. And we'll talk about why when we get into the investment stuff. Little news, if you didn't see this, some people think that this is what caused a little bit of the sell-off to happen. I'm on the fence about this, but go check this out. Spencer Bogart, he's an investor in a handful of different coins. Like, he has his own fund. Some people like him, some people don't. Whatever. The only reason I'm following him is because the guy has access to a lot of good news and he tweets about interesting stuff. He put out this tweet storm, talks about how he has unconfirmed, quote unquote, information from China. And it's essentially saying that the worst is yet to come because China's really going to just start shutting down everything, including all the mining. They're going to shut down all the exchanges. They're going to penalize all the executives. So it's a little, it's a little irresponsible to tweet this without being unconfirmed. I'm not sure how cool that was, but this guy does have access to good information. So I can't imagine he would do this, but I wouldn't swear by this by any means. What is interesting, though, is to dig into this, right? Whenever you see news, like we always talk about, the next question is, what do you do about it? One, you got to verify it in some level. And two, how can you make money on this? Like, what does this really mean? That's kind of what happened with JP Morgan. It's similar to what's happening here is, okay, so he's saying China's going to shut everything down. So what? What does that really mean to you? And while I can give you my opinion, which is, I'll show you, I don't think it's a huge deal overall, you got to form your own opinion. That's the only way you're going to really make money long-term in any sort of investment market. So what you do is just go start looking up. And so you see some news articles like this one where it talks about China's Bitcoin miners being in limbo, not because you're looking for answers, but because you want more data. You want more perspectives on this particular topic. So you ask yourself, all right, if these miners get shut down, then what? And you can see what this means in terms of how many miners are happening. What exactly would this imply for the number of miners? How much Bitcoin are they actually mining? And things like that. The third piece, which I thought was really interesting, is when you go over to CoinMarketCap, go to Bitcoin, and you look over on this tab where it talks about markets, and you look through the different pairs that are being exchanged. If you're new to this on CoinMarketCap, if you click on the markets tab, this shows you all the different exchanges that, in this case, Bitcoin is being traded on today. And it shows you the exchange itself, it shows you what it's being traded against, and it shows you how much is being traded, price, all that sort of stuff. And then, most importantly, it shows you the volume percentage. So of all the Bitcoin in the world that's being traded on an exchange right now, Bitfinex is accounting for 13.87%. Bitstamp is 4.4%. So when you look at this, you can go and look up where these exchanges are located, which some of them are public, some of them are not public. But you could really just look at what the pair is. Like, what are they being exchanged against? So Bitfinex is against US dollars. Bitstamp is against US dollars. Bitflyer is against Japanese yen. Bittrex US tethered dollars, that's a little bit of a gray area. And then Bithumb, I should say, is South Korean won. And then you go down the euro, the US dollar, all this sort of stuff. But what's really interesting is when you go down the list and you get to number 12, this is the first Chinese yen or yuan, I should say. I got that wrong the other day. And you look over, and that's only doing 1.3% of the overall volume that's being exchanged on that given day. Now, some people might say, "Huh, I thought, you know, when you read, when you see a tweet storm like this, or even when you read articles, or when you see things on Twitter, you may think, oh my gosh, China is like the second biggest economy in the world. That's going to be devastating." But then you really look at the data. And you think to yourself, well, if 1.3% goes away, is that really the end of the world? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more to it than this, but at the very least, I think that this can give you a little perspective where, wow, if the US shut down exchanges, that would probably be a bigger deal. If Japan shut it down, that would probably be a bigger deal. South Korea. But this just helps frame the overall, how big that news would be. Now, similarly, where things are being mined, that's a different story because a lot of Bitcoin is being mined in China, but there's also data that you can see a lot of like South Korea, Russia, Japan, a lot of the mining operations are being moved over there anyway. So when I see stuff like this, I think it's really helpful, but then you got to take it a step further and really determine, okay, what's the true impact of this? And because this is a global currency, which is what makes this so unique, is this really a net loss or is this just an arbitrage situation? Meaning if they lose it in China, is it just going to go somewhere else? And the answer is almost unequivocally yes. Meaning if China shuts down their mining, somebody else is going to take over that. They're going to fill that gap because they believe, because this is just too big, it's too global for that to happen. So that's what that is. That's why I also think that this is relatively small, this drop in Bitcoin right now. It's also unconfirmed, right? We don't have any real news, but that's something. And I think the fact that this kind of stuff can come out and we only do see these like relatively small dips, that shows a lot about how resilient Bitcoin is. I tweeted about this morning. I've been thinking about this a lot because, you know, I was in LA and I got this office here in San Francisco and I've got a really fast computer and I travel a lot. And I was thinking to myself, well, if I travel a lot, why can't I make money on my computer? Like, I get free electricity. Why is that even realistic? I'm not going to go buy a huge mining rig, but, you know, is it possible to do that? Kind of leave the computer on. You guys had some great reviews or responses, so appreciate everybody responding. Seems like the popular ones are Zcash, Monero, what was the other one? Ethereum, and a few others that, you know, you guys had some awesome responses, so I appreciate that. And this was a good site where you can go to What to Mine, and I will put all these links in the descriptions for you guys. But it gives you the ability to calculate what your profitability would be. If you do not know how to calculate this stuff or what this, if this looks like a weird math equation, don't worry. That's kind of how it looks to me too. But there are plenty of resources and videos where you can just go look up what exactly this is, right? So go look up on YouTube, what is hash rate, right? What is GPU mining? Things like that. There are a lot of videos. I just didn't want to get into it. Now, the reason that this is important, like I'm bringing this up for you guys, is because I think that a trend that you guys should keep in mind as you are picking companies to invest in the next 6 to 12 months are companies that can figure this out. Companies that can use your phone, that can use your computer, that can use anything for mining and eventually for profiting, the average person can do it. I think that the more coins that allow that to happen, those coins will consistently be very, very profitable investments for you. So keep your eye out on that, seeing things like proof of stake coins, masternode coins, but beyond just owning the coins, being able to use your computer and download a piece of software, press a button, and your computer starts making you money because of blockchain. If the more you see that, that is a very compelling pitch to the million people that will get into crypto in the next year. If they hear that they can do that, that is something that they will get involved with 100 out of 100 times. So I'm interested in seeing this, and I'm going to start exploring different coins that allow you to do this, because I think that this is just this is going to be a very good indicator of which coins do really well in the future. All right, so that's why that's just something I'm interested in learning about, especially practically. I'm just It'd be great to monetize this space while I'm not here, right? It's like Airbnb for your computer. Last quickly, and I'll link to this. You guys can go check it out. It looks like a couple of these browsers, Google, Apple, and a couple others, are adopting an API, which was developed by the W3C, which is kind of a global group of people, nonprofit, that really creates the standards for web browsing, like CSS and stuff like that. And they're creating a crypto API so that hopefully the browsers will be able to sync up. This is very top level. I don't think there's a lot you guys can do about this, but it is interesting technology of how private companies may be the people that adopt it first and governments come second, right? Right now we're all focused on governments, but next question is, well, is Google gonna try to shut down crypto? Is Facebook, or are they gonna try to adopt it? Who knows? But this is an interesting trend. I'll link to this. You guys can go check this out. Last thing I wanted to talk about before we roll out of here is, this is just one article. I'm not saying that this is the best article by any means, because you know, Business Insider is whatever, hit or miss on their quality. But I tweeted about like investing versus, where is it? Here we go. You make income from investments, not from investing. Confuse the two and you're gonna get wrecked. Meaning, I think in crypto, it's really easy to, let's say you have $5,000, to look at Bittrex every day and think about, how can I turn this $5,000 into 10 as an alternative to your particular job right now, or a potential source of income for you so that you can eventually leave your job, or you can get new financial income streams. And so you look at things like ICOs, you look at coins on Bittrex, you look for scalp trading, and you're trying to figure out, all right, how do I do this enough so that I can replace my income and not have to do what I'm currently doing, or supplement it. And as you guys know, I've been doing this for 2 months, or doing these videos for 2 months, and the whole point of this, for me at least, is to find out what is the most profitable and best way to capitalize on this market. And while I think that when you see a huge dip and you do your research and you have the technicals and you buy something and you can scalp it quickly, I do think that that has a role in it. I think that you got to make sure that that is very, very close, clearly siloed into your trading bucket. That is not investing. That has nothing to do with investing. Investing is when you put money into something and you let it sit there and you do all your research, you get a great deal on it, and then you just don't touch it. And as those things grow, they compound. You know, I shouldn't say compound in crypto, because they usually don't, it's just a proof of stake, but they grow in one way or another. And once it reaches a certain level, assuming it continues to have a growth rate, you sell off a little bit at a time to create income. If it's a proof of stake, you know, master node, you get a dividend and you can sell that dividend or whatever. But those are two different ideas, right? Investing is when the process of researching and finding good deals and finding winners that you can buy into and accumulate. That's kind of what I'm doing with Zcoin and with ZRX and these other ones. Investments are when you own those assets. So if you own, let's say, 10,000 Zcoin or 50 Zcoin or whatever, and using that to generate income for you forever, right? How can you get that to spit off income over and over? And you spend your time building those assets that continue to generate you cash. Because if you're trying to just buy and sell crypto all day to generate an income, and you're not treating it as strictly a trading account, it's going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be very stressful. But if you treat crypto like an investment, meaning you have your money, you put it into something that you believe in, that you've researched to get a great deal on it, and then you let it grow, and then once it's reached a certain point, you don't sell it off for profit. you sell off a tiny piece of it to help supplement your income so that it can, that huge principal stays there and continues to pump out that recurring revenue for you. Those two, the being able to differentiate that is the name of the game if you want to build wealth. Right? If you've never read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, you should go check that out. I'll link to that. It's a little hokey. I don't agree with everything he says, but it is really good if you've never read a book or learned about assets versus cash, assets and cash flow versus income, and understanding what needs to generate what. But I bring this up because I think a lot of people are taking, they have $5,000 in cash and they're saying, all right, well, this is my crypto fund and I want to get into crypto. And they never truly clarify to themselves, is this an investment or am I just going for broke and I'm going to try to trade my way up into $10,000, $15,000? And it's really, you really can't make it too much of a gray area. It kind of needs to be black and white. Like if you're going to trade, you can trade. But if you're going to have an investment, you got to treat it like an investment. And when those two cross over, that's when you really just start to lose all your money. And that's the kind of unfortunate truth of it all. So that's what I would really recommend. If this is an investment for you, treat it like that. You do not need to worry about the prices of Bitcoin. You do not need to worry about the prices of your coin. Just shut your computer and check it in a year or 6 months or whatever, knowing that you did all your research, you believe it's going to be there, and then later on you can sell off 1% and that pays your bills down the road or whatever. If you're going to trade, you can get really into this stuff and do all the technical analysis, and there's plenty of people that make money doing this, but that's a short-term game and it's much, much harder. And if you're not fully committed to trying to do that, it's really hard. So I just want to bring that up because we are going to get to a point, we are getting to a point in crypto where people need to make that decision, right? Myself included, right? Are you a trader or are you an investor? What is your allocation look like? And if you don't figure that out quickly, those two are just going to start blending based on whatever this market looks like. So I'll keep talking about, I'll keep coming back to this. I know this wasn't like the, here's exactly what to do, here's the most clear thing, because it is a big topic. And it's something that if you've never invested into assets that then generate you cash flow, it's hard to imagine that could ever make nearly as much money as scalp trading whatever coin on some ICO. It's very hard to imagine that investing in something big could ever have the same impact, but it can. It just takes more time, but that's the truth. You know, truth isn't always really cool and sexy, but it is what makes people wealthy, which is really why I hope you're here. So we'll stop with that and keep things tuned in. Make sure you go and sign up for the email newsletter. Go to coinmastery.com/invest. Put in your first name and email. We'll send you a bunch of free PDFs and emails. And in the meantime, guys, I will catch you later. Peace out.